Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Before we get started with the show, I just want to make sure you check us out on Twitter at Diva of Days of Our Lives, and also we're on Facebook at Diva of Days of Our Lives, and we're also on iTunes, and you can come here to Blog Talk Radio and check out all our shows. We have them archived, all the shows that we've done, and also our interviews. So with me tonight, I have the Diva. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, everybody.
Tonight. Yeah, and Anna might be coming a little later. She had some family stuff going on, so she might be a little later. And well, we can find you on Twitter at Diva of Dole.
At Diva,
right?
Of Dole. Yeah.
Dole, yes. And I'm at Mama underscore Hooch, and Anna is at Causey Hooch. And we all have our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. I don't know what they're up to tonight. And also check out at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Penglis and at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. And he's back on Bold and the Beautiful. And, So how you been liking days lately? It's been pretty good these last couple of weeks.
It's been amazing. It's been really good. Mm-hmm. And there's several stories that are good, not just one. So that's nice.
Right. And it kind of flows good, and, you know, and they seem to be using a lot of the, using everybody, and everybody's mm-hmm. intertwined with the different stories. And so, been really enjoying that with the whole, Will storyline. I guess the two biggest ones are the whole Will is Alive storyline and the whole Brady, Nicole, and Eric triangle situation. So did you want to, I know you're a big Eric and Nicole fan. What did you think
mm-hmm.
of how things turned out this week, or how they
it's such a bummer because Nicole's gone next Friday. It was
already
the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that just, you know, just kind of puts a damper on the whole reunion. But Nicole runs into Chloe at the Horton Town Square, and Chloe confesses
mm-hmm.
that the reason why Eric left town is because of Nicole, but he's still in love with her. And so Nicole goes to Eric's. Oh, actually, she leaves the baby with Chloe. She shows up at Eric's, and they actually played it really slow mm-hmm. with them really talking about their feelings. It took pretty much the entire episode when
mm-hmm.
they start kissing and stuff.
You didn't think it was kind of fast, though, from the time she kind of realized that she's still in love with him? Like,
I don't know. But I thought that line
kind of
was
tight,
great,
kind
though.
Of
it was, don't confuse appreciation for love or gratitude for love. Just,
or being grateful. Yeah, with Brady, you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all this time... Yeah, and Brady was a friend, so and I guess her feelings for Eric were there, but because of the tragedy with Daniel, I guess, you
mm-hmm.
know, she didn't let them come out, I guess. And so Brady was there at that time, and, you know, she confused. He was more like a friend, I guess. But although I was really enjoying Brady and Nicole, but I saw it coming. But anyway, you can go back to the... Eric and Nicole.
I just kind of feel bad for Brady, but same time, too, it's kind of his fault. Because he does let women walk all over him, and he does pick the wrong women. And
I know. It just keeps happening. But I do like dark Brady.
Maybe he finally needs to be with a good girl, not somebody needs to be redeemed for a change. But I mean, I think he should take a break for a while, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to find somebody for him. I don't know, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could always reunite Brady and Chloe.
Yeah, you can kind of see that being, yeah, you can kind of see that being like they're kind of being friends. And also, I saw something between, I don't know, Chloe and Lucas. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Not unless she's just feeling sorry for him and more friends. I don't know. But there's different ways. There was even something there with Chloe and Eric, too. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know what's going to, yeah. Well, go ahead. You can go and tell what happened with Eric and Nicole.
So Eric and Nicole made love and then made up love again the next morning. And she tells him that she's going to break up with Brady. And something Nicole was going to go move out in the country with Holly and Eric. And so she went to tell Brady. And Brady blackmails her and tells her that unless she leaves Eric, he's going to report to the police, and he has her on tape confessing to killing Deimos. And, like, I didn't watch that whole storyline.
When did that happen?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't remember him taping her.
Yeah.
Or we didn't see it.
We didn't see it. But I don't think the police would really charge a woman who was drugged against her will who killed somebody.
Exactly, and they didn't bring that up. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like we were going to conveniently forget. Like Nicole didn't even defend herself that way. She didn't even say, "But I was drugged," because they said that's how Sonny and them could have gotten out. You know, that's why. That's the whole thing they kept saying. Well, if it was any one of them, even if you did do it, you'd have a good defense about because Deimos drugged everybody. But they didn't. That's the little flaw in that little story, but they had to find some way, I guess, of writing her out without killing her, I guess.
Yeah, I just didn't think that was the way to go. So, from what it looks like Nicole's going to choose to run off with Holly and break up with Eric, if that's going to happen this week. So
that's what she's going to do. And so she won't tell Eric what really happened because she's afraid
he'll. Of course not.
Which I'm thinking Brady, that's what I don't like about, I guess Brady is doing that. He's really being cruel, as I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Now it's like he's, because what's that doing either, you know, threatening to send her to prison would separate her from Holly.
Yeah.
So, but he's given her the chance to take Holly and go away, but not be with Eric. But I still think there could be a way she could tell Eric. But of course, Eric can't go away because Greg Vaughn's not leaving. So
thank goodness. Yeah.
He's staying, so they have to have a way to explain that, the reason he doesn't go. So, yeah, it'd be interesting that what she says to Eric and if he believes her, and I don't know. I didn't know it was happening that soon.
Yeah, and I like that Nicole and Eric were first loves, and I get that. But I kind of feel bad for Brady, because he's been second banana to all of her relationships since they've been friends, because, I mean, he was there for all the stuff she, for her, she rejected him for EJ. So Brady's always been there for her, so I kind of feel bad for him. In a way.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. You can understand why he got so angry and upset after all that they've been through together. And they were going to start a family and all that he did for her, which he said all that stuff.
Right, and he knew what she always wanted was a family. So that's what he was able to provide for her, you know, with his son and her daughter and she kind of threw it all away for Eric. One thing I didn't like about Eric and Nicole was he was too judgmental of her, and she was too judgmental of him, and she's forgiven everybody in Salem quicker than she forgave Eric. And it took her, I mean, she forgave Chloe for getting herself, you know, impregnated with her baby and not telling her. So, I mean, Nicole didn't find out till after Holly was born. You know, Chloe had 9 months to tell her. But, I mean, but she forgave Chloe.
Mm-hmm. And didn't Eric, and Eric really didn't forgive Nicole very easily either, like Daniel did. Remember back when, whatever, what did Nicole do? Yeah. So it was kind of like he did kind of the same thing to her.
Yeah. So that's what I thought. Maybe Nicole's relationship with Brady was a bit better. He never judged her, and no matter what stupid things she wanted to do, he was always right there next to her. You know, and even if it was something she was doing completely wrong and immoral, he still supported her. So in a way, it was kind of a better relationship for her. But at the same time, too, if Eric makes her be a better person, then that's a good thing, too. But then we'll never know because Nicole's gone. So
Nicole's gone. Yeah, and whether she'll ever be back or not, I don't know. If she would ever come back or not. You never know. Everybody always comes back to Salem.
Well, she's come back before.
Later.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
she has. She's coming on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if they, I miss Fun Nicole, though. And we haven't seen Fun Nicole in a long time. The one who, you know, the high heels and the martinis. That was the Nicole I liked the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like weeping.
Okay, now she's kind of like a mom and crying all the time.
Yeah.
She cries.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
or, crisis and crying and, having somebody come to her rescue.
Yeah, and getting herself involved with bad men all the time and needing to be rescued. I just preferred her when she wasn't that serious and wanted to have fun and was drinking her martinis. But she was a bit of a lush. I think that was kind of the best call.
Oh, yeah. She's a great actress. I mean, it's a great role. Yeah. And she always did, like, no matter what she did, and she did some bad, horrible things, she still made us, like, root for Nicole, Nicole. You know, wanted to always see her, get her, you know. I'm glad that they did give her a baby. Finally, and at least they're letting her go off. See, I thought they might send her away by sending her to prison and separating her from Holly. I thought that's what it was going to be, that Brady would turn her in regardless and not give her that option of going away. I thought he would just be so upset that he would just be mad and just say, okay, I'm turning you over to the police. But then again, she could get off, because then they would have to come. That have to bring that up about the being drugged. So this was the way that she can, I guess, go away permanently. But Eric Marthoff was really, you could just see the flames coming out of his eyes. His eyes get real big. I thought he did a really good job.
Well, that's the worst thing you can do to a guy. You know, deny that, you know, you're in love with someone else. But I think Nicole honestly didn't know she was in love with Eric until the last moment.
She wasn't. Yeah. He thought that they were actually cheating at that time, and they weren't. She was clueless until, thanks to Chloe and her big mouth.
Why does anybody confide in her? She blabbed everybody.
She told everybody. Yeah, she blasted, Brady. She told Brady, she told Eric, in a roundabout way. Yeah, she let it all out to all of them.
And then she told Nicole that what Eric told her, and told Nicole what Brady did. She confessed everything. It's like, why is anybody telling her anything? She's got a big mouth.
Did you see the scenes with her and Julie about the name?
Doug's
place, be Chloe's. She went and changed the whole sign to Chloe's Club.
Oh, it's
so
Club Chloe.
They came to the Club Chloe. That's right, Club Chloe.
Yeah.
And Doug's place, and I guess she more or less was telling Julie she feels like she never includes her in anything, and she just kind of did that, I think, to tell her. And I kind of they've come to agreement now that she wants in and on any decisions that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm thinking it's going to go back to Doug's place, though.
I hope so.
Yeah, Julie told her, well, you have to tell Doug if you want to change the name. I'm not going to tell him, you know, because it'll just break his heart, she said. And you can see Chloe has a soft spot for, you know, Doug, and she doesn't want to hurt him. So I think that they're going to have it be Doug's place. So.
Well, the funny part was Julie asked her to be swatch for the office, and Clay picks out fluorescent green, and Julie has the most awesome eye roll.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's such an epic eye roll. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and she said something to Chloe, you don't know who you're dealing with. And I said, well, Julie, you don't know who you're dealing with either. So it's like, yeah. So they're kind of, they're the two, you know, two people you wouldn't think that be in each other's orbit, you know, and let alone own a club together. So that was kind of a pretty good, that was kind of smart. Kind of a surprise. So what do you think?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, it kind of fits better than the whole bed and breakfast thing that they were trying to do a year or two ago. But,
when they bought the manor.
The Martin house, yeah. I mean, if they would have executed that, I mean, it would have been okay if they would have actually had guests there, except for just, they just had Kate there for a little bit.
Or Kate and Andre or something were there. Yeah, Kate was living there.
Yeah. I mean, if they would have had people, come into town and leave and interact, and it would have been more useful, but they really didn't do it and basically spent all that money on that set only for that Disastrous Hope Aiden wedding. So, the club is better.
I think the club's better. That kind of brings back memories. And then she gave him, I guess Eli's there now because she gave it to Eli. So I don't know what he's doing with it, that big place. You didn't see? She gave it to Eli. So, but we really don't see him there that much. That happened, I don't know. That happened a while ago. I guess Eli's going to be back on the force and could possibly be with Rafe, who doesn't like him because of how he was with Gabby. And what did you think? And then JJ put the gun to Ben's head. That was intense. And Robert Scott Wilson is just so good. He's just so good as Ben. And it'd be so great if they could have a way to keep him. Although he's kind of like, you could see he's kind of with him. When he was talking to Marlena, you could see he was having a little bit of remorse and feeling bad about what he did, but he's still nuts, but you can just see a little bit of a different side to him. So what did you think about NN Hope? She suspended JJ at first. You know, he had to turn in his badge and his gun, and I'm thinking, okay, JJ got his buttons were pushed. Hope, don't you remember when somebody else pushed your buttons? And you actually killed him.
Right.
So it's like, and you could tell Hope, she had that look. She was, she was realizing the same thing, I think. But she eventually does put him back on the force then. Lonnie comes and talks for him. So to be partners again.
So basically he was suspended for
like them
less than 24 hours, basically.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
No.
Yeah. And she said he has to, you know, toe the line or something, or she'll terminate him if he pulls another stunt like that or something. So I don't know. I thought maybe they would put JJ with Rafe and put Eli and Lonnie together as partners. So I don't know. Because I, mix it up. Although I like Eli with Gabby. So, I don't know. So I don't know where they're going. They can go many different ways with that. So maybe Paige is still alive. I don't know. He brought that up to Ben about, you know, he wanted, that's why JD went in, was to find out if Paige was still alive. But I take it they're not. The only one that's supposedly still alive is Will.
Right.
So. So what did you think about how they brought Clyde into the mix?
Yeah, I like how they're laying out all these guest stars. You got Robert Scott Wilson, and then it's James Reed, and then we're getting Dr. Ro- Oh, we had Allison Sweeney yesterday, and then
Yeah,
Robert,
right at the end. I like how they brought her on. Yeah.
yeah, and Willa Tay, we're going to see him soon. It's kind of cool, because it's like every week someone new's coming back, and then we have Eileen Davidson to look forward to soon, too. And, well, being a year, we're going to have Lisa Rinna, Louise Sorrell, and Tyler Christopher's joining the
Yeah, that'll be good.
show, and Greg Rikaert's joining the show. So there's some neat returns coming in. Yeah, so, yeah,
You never know who's going to
so,
show up in Salem or who's
yeah.
going to leave Salem.
Yeah, so,
So I guess
yeah, so,
we
Marlena,
had Kate.
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Marlena got it out of
Marlena,
Ben about
yeah,
why.
she got out of Ben that someone told him that Will was alive, and then they looked at the footage and saw it was Clyde, and he, and it was cute too, because he used the name Jordan Ridgway as his
Yes,
visitor name.
His sister's name, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, old
that was
Jordan.
clever.
Well, she
Good
can
old
stay
Jordan.
away.
Yes.
Jordan.
Stay far
Yeah.
away.
Yes. Oh. And
Yeah,
so
so
then
then,
yeah, go ahead.
who took Kate into going to see Clyde? I can't remember. Is it Sunny?
Sunny. Well, Sunny
Yeah.
went to her. Sunny went to her and she didn't want to do it. Then she found Lucas drunk at Will's grave, which was another great performance by those two, pouring their hearts out, and they're both struggling with this because Lucas had found out that Will might be, could be alive. And they were just, she's saying, "I just want to help you as much as I can." And I think that kind of convinced her to go and talk to Clyde to try to get to the bottom of it after seeing Lucas. And Lucas poured the his whiskey out or whatever he was drinking, and he was just like kind of laying on Kate's lap, crying, and they were both crying. So good, and then that's why she went to then she went to see Clyde, and that was some good scenes between the two of them too, till she finally got it out of Clyde who it was. More or less, she says, "We both made mistakes with our sons, and this is our way, it's kind of their way to make it up to each other." So then she went and told Roman, Marlena, and John that Dr. Rolfe is back. And they kind of thought, oh, this could be possible, because they went through the history of all that Dr. Rolfe did for Stefano and all the people that he brought back alive. I guess I forgot all about that. Remember when John got hit by the car? He was supposedly dead, and he brought him back. And I think, did he brought other people back to life, and he put the chips. They even said about putting chips in brains, because John had a chip in his brain, and about hope and all the different scientific, stuff that he did. So they believed that it could be possible. But they just don't know why. And then they were questioning, like, well, where's Will been all this time? And then who's in the grave? So. And then Paul comes to John and wants to dig up the grave. He convinces John to do it, but John doesn't have any, he's not Sam. Lucas won't give his permission, and they didn't think Sammy would. So that's how Allison Sweeney came in then at the end on Friday. They started to dig the grave, and she grabbed John's arm, and she said something about, "Don't you dare," or something, and she was there. She looks the same how she'll be, but be interesting to see how long she'll be back and where they'll find. Do you have any ideas on like what that story is with Will? Like, was it a Stefano thing, or have you heard anything? Spoilers or
No, all I know is they're all
none.
supposed to go to Memphis soon.
Oh, okay.
I guess they're looking for Stefano. The man that was with
Okay.
Memphis with Elvis, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because in their minds, they think he's alive because Shane and Steve more or less covered that all up. So they
Yeah, I
think,
wonder if they're
you know,
gonna
that he's
wonder
really
if they're gonna
alive.
fess up. Yeah, I wonder if they're gonna fess up to that now.
I
Thank
don't
you.
know. Yeah. Then that just gets Hope in hot water again, I guess you could say.
Yes.
Yeah, she really did kill him. Or they could just say, oh, he died another way. And they found him dead somewhere. You know, they died some other means or whatever. So that should be interesting to see how they explain that, or if there's somebody, if there's a lookalike, you know, because they do these lookalike. You know, he has to do other lookalikes, Hattie and Bonnie. So, did you see Hattie? Did you see Adrian spotted Hattie in prison? Thought it was Marlena. Oh, that was funny. So I guess
Yeah,
that's
that's
her
funny.
way of getting out, maybe, if she has Hattie speak, you know, tell them about, like if she tells on Bonnie. I don't know, it's because she says, you're going to help me get out of here. So, what did you think about Bonnie hitting on Victor?
It was funny and creepy at the same time.
I know. And Jon Aniston just like is so deadpan. Even when it comes to that, it's just the lines and just the way he looks at her, like, what the hell's gotten into you? What are you messing with me for? I'm in love with Maggie. I'm married to Maggie.
Well, the thing
So
that's
then she
funny is,
finally tells him. Yeah.
how many times has Victor been blackmailed into marriage? I mean, it's happened quite a few times. This is,
Yeah.
usually with
And
Vivian.
I
The
read,
last one was Vivian.
yeah, Vivian, but I read somewhere where there's actually, they're supposed to be planning a wedding with Bonnie and
Yeah.
Victor.
Yeah.
And
I don't
I think
understand
that's
how he
coming
got.
up next week, too. I think it's soon, or next
How did they get divorced so quickly? Who the hell gets divorced in
That's
a
what
couple
I don't
weeks?
get. I know. And it's like, what does he tell Maggie? That's going to come out of the blue to her, too. It's like, who's going to explain that one? You know, because Bonnie knows about him, you know, planning or plotting to kill. But he didn't kill Damus, although that would put doubt on it. I mean, I don't know. So, because they're still trying. Oh, that's right. Hope gave JJ the case. It's like a cold, you know, and she told him she wanted him to try to solve it. So the whole Damus murder thing. So, yeah. So that's awful fast too. No, I don't know. What else? Oh, and then John, and then what?
Bonnie.
Go ahead.
This week, I think it's Wednesday, they're doing Bonnie fantasy with whatever happened to Baby Jane with Maggie. So, yeah, so that,
Oh, okay.
yeah, that classic
Yeah, she wants her
Bette Davis
revenge.
movie. Yeah, so
Oh,
she's having
okay.
a
I
fantasy.
didn't hear that. Oh, that
Yeah.
should be funny. Oh, good,
Oh,
yeah.
gosh. That'd be classic. So,
Yeah.
and I love Bonnie's fan. Bonnie's had some of the best fantasies on the show, like the one where she was kissing everybody at the wedding. Do you remember that one? And she, yeah, she kissed
Yeah.
John at the end, and he said, "That's a fact."
That's a fact. Yeah. Oh,
So,
gosh.
yeah, I
I
got.
liked her with Bart too. She was crazy with Bart.
Yeah.
They were fun together. Her and Bart. Oh, they always bring him. I think they bring him back. They're bringing Rolf back. I'd love to see them bring Steve Blackwood back
Yeah,
as
that'd be
Bart.
fun.
Yeah, especially since Andre's there. They were always funny together too. You
Yeah.
know. So.
Well, she had that fantasy. She was kissing Tony. in the Demure Mansion. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. She was kissing everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's one of hell.
Yeah.
She likes the boys.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this one on Wednesday. It's going to be actually pretty good.
Yeah, sounds like some good things coming up. I guess, I don't know, what else was on this week? Oh, we had Theo, a little bit of Theo and Claire and Tripp. Just the basic,
yeah.
You know, Theo's still jealous of Tripp and, you know, where that's going, so.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, yeah. And then there was Steve and Kayla. They're kind of like making up now and making amends. He's trying to make amends with Kayla for everything he's done. I guess. I don't know.
Again.
There wasn't a whole lot but with Steve and Kayla. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until the next time. So. I think I'll bring on a caller. I think it's Jen.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. What did you think about this week?
I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think if Lucas did not get an Emmy this year, he ought to sue.
Oh, I know. They better give him a nomination. Sometimes we all think that these ones should get an Emmy, and then sometimes they don't even end up getting a nomination. So,
that's what he does.
I know. He definitely should.
Yeah.
But how'd you like the mustache? He has the little goatee and the mustache now.
Yeah, it's kind of growing on me.
Yeah. 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 What do you think about the whole Will thing?
I'm really not a Will fan. I much prefer Paul and Sonny. I just never really cared
for
Will.
Paul and Sonny. Oh, okay.
So it's like...
Even Chandler Massey's Will? I always liked Chandler Massey's Will better than the other.
Yeah, he was okay, but he never really jumped out to me as much as Paul and Sonny. You know, I liked them.
Mm-hmm. I do like Paul and Sonny, so that should be interesting. They always have to shake things up somehow.
Yep.
So, yeah.
When is Irene Davison supposed to...
I don't know. Carrie, do you know? She probably knows better. I think she's coming back.
Almost
November. I don't know. Fall? No?
Yeah, I'm thinking November.
Yeah, because right now
we'll see her in November.
Yeah. Right now, she's in a huge storyline on Young and the Restless, and I know she intends to do both, but, oh, my God, the storyline on Young and the Restless with her is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ladies ever watched it?
No.
No.
I don't know. What kind of character does she play? What does she do on Young and the Restless?
She's a good character. She's John Abbott's, it was believed she was John Abbott's daughter, and it just came out to basically the world she wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But she's like the complete opposite of Kristen.
Oh, okay. So she's like playing the good one, the good girl.
Yeah, but she's not boring, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you guys are huge Andre and Kate fans, but I used to love what we thought was Tony and Kristen in the 90s. I thought they were great.
Did you like Tony and Kristen? Oh, see, I wasn't a Tony and Kristen fan. Although I liked that storyline.
Yeah.
I did like that whole storyline with Tony and Kristen and John and Tony setting up John for the murder.
Oh, yeah.
For his own murder, and you know, how he killed him with the book, and then the book closed.
Oh.
Yeah, that was good. And that was a whole good storyline. And there was chemistry with Eileen Davidson and Tao. I mean, it's usually chemistry when he's with any of those. But, it'll be interesting to see the whole Kristen and Andre thing when they come back. So, yeah.
But I remember that scene.
Who knows?
So...
maybe they'll get together. But this was Andre, and that was supposedly Tony back then.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
And when he, like, the last, like, scenes he had, I had a feeling it was Tony. For some reason, he took out a cigarette or something, and I'm like, no, that's not Tony.
Oh, yeah, because one smokes and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, and it's like, and then I was never a John fan, so I thought John was getting what he deserved.
Oh, yeah, really. Really. Tony, in the whole thing, they made Tony the bad guy, but in a sense, he was the victim.
Yeah.
Because he was the one getting cheated on. Yeah. And then it turned it around and made him like the bad guy.
Yeah. They did the same thing to Roman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, who do you think Eric's going to end
up? Eric? I don't know. Maybe he'll become a priest again.
No, that's not fair.
I don't know. Did you think that could cause him to say, the heck with this?
Yeah.
Or who's gonna end up with Brady, and how are they going to get along, Brady and Eric, the next time they see each other? That should be interesting. So, aren't they? They're bringing on a new character, aren't they? Around that same age group, a new guy.
Could that be Tyler Christopher?
Him. But I thought there was somebody else too. Yeah, Tyler Christopher would be around in that age group, but I thought there was somebody else too. I don't know. I can't think of where I saw, or maybe it's a younger person, younger guy.
And Tyler played his brother on General Hustle. The guy who played Eric, they were half brothers.
Oh, okay.
So Eric used to play Lucky.
Okay. Lucky, yes. Okay. Oh yeah, Lucky Spencer. Yeah, there's all these different crossover.
Yeah.
Over ones. Yeah. But yeah, I'm hoping to see Larice Sorrell back as Vivian. I always liked her. Yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll be up to no good.
Oh, of course.
She'll be back into town.
Hey, maybe she's related to Ben.
Yeah. You never know. I'm still hoping they find a way to keep Ben.
Oh, yes, Ben definitely. Around. They need to keep him.
Somehow. You know, even if he keeps terrorizing every so often. But it's like how they'll bring them back for a little bit, and then they'll go away, and then they bring them back.
Like Xander. He can stay, too.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, Xander. I didn't like Xander at first, but the second time back, I liked him. He was cool. Yeah, I liked him then. But he's still sitting in prison because last time he was talking to Victor. So yeah, he could always come back. Yeah.
And what do you think of Adrian and Haiti?
Funny. Yeah. When she thought it was Marlena.
Yep.
Yeah, she couldn't. Then she's there. Oh. And then when she realizes that now Bonnie is impersonating her, she says, she tells Hattie, you're getting me out of here.
And she's like, uh-uh.
No. I'm hoping they let Hattie out of prison and come back to Salem.
I know.
I would love to see her get together with Roman.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes. you know, and have Deidre Hall play Marlena and Hattie. Although I find Hattie more interesting than Marlena.
Definitely. Hattie all the way.
Yes. I don't know if Deidre gets that or whatever. I'm sure she's having fun playing.
Yeah.
Playing Hattie. She has to be. And Roman needs somebody. So that would be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and he was with Marlena, who looks like her anyway, so it kind of would be funny to have that pairing. And then keep Bonnie, too. I say bring Bart back for Bonnie. So.
Yeah, but I think Victor's going to find a way to take her down, though. You think Victor's going to be...
Oh, yeah. Oh, if he finds out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why he's given in to her so easy. I can't, you know what I mean? If they're saying there's... Yeah. Hmm. Oh, no, but they're funny together.
Yeah.
Poor Maggie, I don't know what she's going to think.
Yeah.
Well, how that's going to play out. So is there any other day's news? I don't know if there's anything new coming up or any spoilers out there.
Greg Rickhart is joining.
Okay, that's who. Okay.
Yeah, Kevin.
And he's around that age group, right?
From Young and Restless.
Okay. Because I thought I saw that. Somewhere on, was he online somewhere?
Yeah,
that he was
I guess.
Going to be coming on Dave.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, is there anything we missed? I think we covered just about everything. Because the two big storylines were Will and Eric Nicole and all them. And
What was Nicole's reaction on Friday to Brady blackmailing her? Did she agree to his terms because Trump interrupted?
Oh, did she agree? I think she's going to, or it never really ended like that. You know, we don't know yet if she's going to go and tell Eric. It hasn't happened yet. At least that's what I can remember. I don't know if Carrie remembers anything different, but that's all I can.
Yeah, because I didn't even see Sammy come back.
Oh, that was right at the end when Paul and Sonny were just about ready to start digging up the grave. She grabbed John's arm before he could swing the axe, and she says, "Don't you dare," or something, and that was it. It just showed her, and then that's how she came on. So I don't know how it's going to affect John and Marlena, this, if he, you know, if she, he went against her, you know, to dig up Will's grave, and then there's Paul and his two sons are getting the short end of the stick here.
But usually it's Eric short end.
So how did you like the whole Eric and Nicole thing?
I like them better than Brady and Nicole.
Oh, you do.
But
okay.
I think she should have walked out on him before she slept with Eric.
Oh, let him know. Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like.
I can see why Eric's upset. Yeah, you can see why Eric is upset. You can't blame him. Kind of feel bad for him. Again, poor Brady. It happened again with his brother. And he kind of brought that up. Yeah, the whole thing. His brother did it to him again.
No, Brady did this.
Although the Kristen thing really wasn't his fault. Eric's fault. Yeah. So.
It's like.
Oh, well. So, well, if anybody has anything else, anybody have anything else to say?
Yeah, we have a We have a spoiler this week that Sammy and Chad are caught kissing by Abigail.
I saw that, and I saw a picture, and she's actually kissing. I thought, okay, well, did they kiss on? It looks like she's kissing him on the lips. So I don't know what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just a dream of Abigail thinking Sammy's going to get even.
I don't know. It'd be interesting. I don't know. That kind of out of left field. Like, why would she be kissing him like that? But who knows? So. So, that's it then, everybody. Nothing else, and we can wrap it up then.
Oh, we have the
thanks.
We have a big. We have a big Lumi reunion this week, too, to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. That'll be fun. Maybe Sammy can snap Lucas out of it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she can talk some sense into him. I'm thinking. So.
Did Sammy bring the kids with her? Do we know?
I don't know. That's what we were all, we had been wondering that before.
Yeah,
probably not. And if they were, they would probably be older.
Yeah.
I would think. Like preteen, maybe. Around that or early teen. I don't know. I guess. So. Okay. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
No. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Carrie. It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
Come back again when you can. Yeah. So, all right. We'll see you next week, everyone.
Yep.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.